Okay, so the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches discusses the sugya of Haseba. And the Gemara says it's Pashat that Masa requires Haseba. It's Pashat that Maror does not require Haseba. And the Gemara says when it comes to Yayin, part of it definitely requires Haseba. We're not sure whether it's the first two cups or the second two cups. Is it the first two cups because at that point in the Seder we are experiencing Geula? It makes sense that Chazal were misaki in the midst of Haseba when drinking the first two cups because that's when we're discussing the Yetziah from Mitzrayim. And in terms of the second two cups, the Gemara says, Ma'ida hava hava. We've already been redeemed. We've all been experienced Geula post the Seudas. Therefore, Chazal were not misaki in Haseba when it comes to the second two kosas. Or do we say, no, faker? Do we say the opposite? That Chazal were misaki in Haseba on the second two cups, because then we've experienced Gula, we're redeemed, and therefore we can experience and demonstrate Cheiros by doing Haseba. When it comes to the first two cups, where we're still experiencing the Sheba, but we haven't left Mitzrayim yet, therefore Chazal, we're not Masakein Haseba in the first two kosas. Those are the two opinions in the Gemara. And the Gemara, interestingly, says that since we don't know which way to go, therefore we have to do Haseba by all four. And the Rishonim ask a well-known question over here, which we're not going to spend time on. Just for your knowledge, the Rishonim, the Ran, has a famous kash over here. He says, I don't understand. Usually when it comes to a din d'rabbanan, Haseba for sure is a din d'rabbanan, at least a rabbinic obligation, when you have a suffix in terms of a mitzvah d'rabbanan, what do we say? Sveika d'rabbanan l'kula. Yet here, when the Gemara has two lashonos, the Gemara has two opinions in terms of whether Haseba is supposed to be done on the first two kosos or the second two kosos, the Gemara comes out l'chumra, you have to do Haseba on all four. So, two questions. One is, first of all, why weren't Chazal misaking Haseba on all four? We have two opinions, the first two cups, the second two cups, no one says all four cups. Why wouldn't Chazal be misaking Haseba on all dalakosos? That we'll come back to later on. But the Ran asks, why would the Gemara come out l'chumra? We should say Savik d'Rabban l'kula, and therefore you should only have to do Haseba on two kosos. So that's the Ran's question. So the Ran gives two answers. One is more famous than the other. The less famous teretz is, we say Sveika d'Rabban l'kula when it's going to be a big tircha, that you're going to have to go ahead and go out of your way to do the mitzvah again. It's a big tircha to have to do the mitzvah again. There we say Sveika d'Rabban l'kula, and whenever there's a doubt in terms of rabbinic mitzvah, you don't have to go ahead and do it again. But here, when it comes to Haseba, it's really not such a big deal, especially once I demonstrated how to do Haseba. It's really, really simple to do Haseba again. I should do it again for the chavra?
Okay, one more time.
Haseba is definitely not this. So anyone who's been doing Haseba like this, don't do that. You're not doing anything. And it's not this either. Even though Mishra Brura talks about tilting your head, it's definitely not this, and it's definitely not this. What you should do is you should lean in a comfortable way. You should be so mech, you should lean on something. So leaning on air is not Haseba. So just a very simple thing, you know, not all chairs are conducive for this, but these things are very good. I don't think that's why you got these chairs for Haseba, but you just position the chair this way where you have the back on your side and you can just lean over like this.
It's so simple.
Right? And if you don't...
Years for decades.
And if you don't have a chair that's great for this, so let's say the back is too high, so then you either use the armrest to lean on that or you can use the table to lean on it. But this is definitely the most comfortable.
Bring another chair.
You can bring another chair. But the point is still to lean on something else on the left side. But that takes up too much space. Either way, so once you have that Eitzah, so it's not such a big deal to do Haseba again. So says the Ran, that's why Chazal say, that's where the Gemara comes out, L'chumra, that you should do Haseba on all four cups. That's the less famous answer of the Ran. The more famous answer of the Ran is, what are you going to say over here? How are you going to say Savik d'Rabban l'kula? Which two cups are you going to choose? You're going to arbitrarily choose the first two, the second two. You can't just do that. We have two opinions of the Gemara. You can't arbitrarily choose the first two or the second two. So then what? You'll come out with none. You'll say, Savik d'Rabban l'kula, and I'm not going to do Haseba on any of the Dalakosos. You can't say Savik Darabana Lakula, which is going to lead to uprooting the mitzvah lagamre. Savik Darabana Lakula is temporarily, you don't have to do the mitzvah again. But here saying Savik Darabana Lakula would lead to an akiras mitzvah. You're never going to do haseba on any of the dalat kosos. So there, says the Ran, that's why the Gemara does not invoke the principle of Savik Darabana Lakula. It doesn't really apply over here. It wouldn't make any sense to apply Savik Darabana Lakula here. That's why the Gemara comes out that you have to do haseba on all the dalat kosos. Okay, that's a side point. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the Gemara goes on to explain how to do haseba, not on your back, not on your right side, who requires haseba, isha, fine, we'll discuss all these things. Then the Gemara, at the end, asks about a shamash. The Gemara then asks about a shamash, whether a shamash requires haseba. And the Gemara says that a shamash does require haseba. How do we know? From a statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi, at the end of the Gemara, third to last line, the Gemara says, Amri Shimon Levi, hashamash achal kazayis matzah kishumesev, Yotza. So what's the implication? That the shamish who eats a kezayis of matzah when he's reclining, he's yotze. So the simple read of the Gemara is that he's yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah if he does haseba. What does that imply? Does he need haseba? Yeah. Mesiv in lo mesiv rosh mamina, that the shamish requires haseba. So that's the Gemara. Now, Tosus has a question. Tosus in Dibur Masl Kulunami Tzricha Haseba. There's a very important Tosus before that also, but we're not going to get that for a different time. Tosus, in the previous Tosus, is bothered by the following question. I'll just mention the question. The Gemara said that Dalat Kosos requires Haseba. Dalat Kosos requires Haseba. And one of the Lashonos of the Gemara, the first Lashon of the Gemara, was that the first two cups require Haseba, but not the second two cups. Why? Because the second two cups, Maida Hava Hava, you've already experienced Geula. We're no longer talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, so it doesn't make sense to do Haseba on the last two cups. That's what the Gemara said, the first Lashon of the Gemara. So asks Tosos, but wait a second, we have Haseba on Matzah. And you eat the matzah after Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why would Chazal be misaken Haseban matzah? Why don't we say Maida Hava Hava? Just like the Gemara said when it comes to the second two cups of wine in the first Lashon in the Gemara, so too when it comes to matzah, we should say Maida Hava Hava. Why is it so obvious to the Gemara that matzah requires a seva, even though it's post Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Wasn't so obvious to the Gemara when it came to Dal Kosos, the second two cups, which are post Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? Okay, Ein Sham, that's Tosis first Kasha. Now, the second Tosis is Mesupuk. Tzarech Ian, if a person forgets to do Haseba when it comes to Dalat Kosos, right? Taz HaSafik, if one forgets to do Haseba when it comes to Dalat Kosos, do you have to repeat Haseba? Do we assume that once Chazal were misaking the mitzvah of Haseba, it became an integral part of the mitzvah of Dalat Kosos, so much so that if a person neglects to do Haseba when drinking the Dalat Kosos, he has to repeat? Or do we say no? That's a Tosas Safik. Tzarech Yin Im Shachach V'lo Hesiv Im Yachzer V'yishta V'chein Im Kos B'shlishi Lo Hesiv Im Yachal Achzer Lishtos V'haseba Afal Gav De'bein Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yishta. That we have a problem when it comes to the third and the fourth cup. So when it comes to the first two cups, the stakes aren't too high. Just drink another cup and you don't lose anything because the halacha is that you're allowed to add on to the first two cups. You're allowed to drink being kosher rishon l'sheni. But when it comes to between the third cup and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to add on to those kosos, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says. So if that's the case, we really need to know whether the haseba is an integral part of the kosher yayin. Do we assume that if you drank the kosher yayin without haseba, it's as if you didn't drink it, and therefore you have to repeat it, even for the third cup and the fourth cup? Or do we assume, no, it's not an integral part, and therefore you shouldn't repeat it because you're not allowed to add on to the dalat kosos? That's the suffix of Tosas, and Tosas doesn't answer. Tosas doesn't give a teretz one way or the other. What's very interesting to note is that Tosas doesn't ask about matzah. Right? Tosas only wonders about haseba when it comes to dalat kosos. But when it comes to haseba of matzah, Tosas takes it for a davar pashut that matzah either requires or doesn't require haseba in terms of being ma'akev. The Gemara says matzah requires haseba. But Tosas is specific whether so much so that it's ma'akev by dalat kosos, but Tosas doesn't ask about matzah. So why not? Why doesn't Tosas ask?
So because we need for all four, it's only because
of okay.
That's only a takana based off the suffix. So then, if you missed on those two, it's a big deal to say that you need to make another bracha because it was ma'akev the mitzvah of the kais.
Uh huh. But what about matzah?
Matzah is that is the mitzvah.
So therefore, what
you should. Therefore, it's ma'akev.
Therefore, it is ma'akev. You're saying it's only because we have a suffix about the two kosos, so maybe the stakes aren't as high because maybe you're not even don't even need has they don't even has even in the first place. Interesting. The pashtus, I think, is... No, it's an interesting suggestion. The pashtus, the rush, the Rush seems to say that the reason is because the Gemara is explicit. Tosfos doesn't have the suffix because the Gemara is explicit. The Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Ches Bet Aleph, the Gemara had the Shaila about the Shamash. And the Gemara said that the Shamash requires a Seva. How did the Gemara prove that the Shamash requires a Seva? Because the Gemara said that when the Shamash eats the Kazayas of Matzah, if he does a Seva, he's Yotze. And the Gemara said, Mesev in, lo Mesev lo. What is the implication of the Gemara, aside from the fact that the Gemara proves that the Shamash requires a Seva? The implication of the Gemara is that when it comes to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, Haseba is an essential and integral part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So much so that the Shamash is only Yotze, his mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, if that's what the Gemara means. He's only Yotze, his mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, if he does Haseba. So you see from that Gemara two things. You see, one, that a Shamash requires Haseba. And you see for everyone else that you're only Yotze, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, if you do Haseba. Now, the Brisker Rav points out that the Rambam seems to disagree with this opinion of the Rush. Because the Rambam, in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chamitza Matzah, Perek Halacha Vav through Halacha Ches, the Rambam is discussing the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Yisrayim, how one is supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Yisrayim. So the famous Rambam in Halacha Vav, V'chol Dor V'dor Chayiv Adam Leharos Etzatzmo Kiluhu Ba'atzmo Yotza Atam Yishibin Mitzrayim, a person is supposed to not see, but demonstrate, according to the Rambam, a person is supposed to outwardly, actively demonstrate that he is leaving the servitude of Mitzrayim, Shenemar V'son Hotzim Yisham, etc. Halacha Zayin, Lefichach, says the Rambam, Kishesoid Adam Malayla Hazeh, Tzarech Lecho V'lishtos V'hu Mesiv Derecheiros. The Rambam says, therefore, when a person eats at this night, since we have a mitzvah of demonstrating that we leave the Shibur of Mitzrayim, therefore a person is supposed to eat and drink and recline Derecheiros. Now, in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, discussing who requires a Seba, halfway through Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, "V'emasai tzrichin haseba b'shas achilas kezayis matzah u'b'shtias arba'a kosos elu." When does one fulfill this mitzvah of haseba? When he is eating matzah, the kezayis of matzah, and drinking the dal kosos, u'shar achilaso u'shtiaso imhesiv harizem meshubach imlav inu tzarech. And the rest of his eating and drinking, if he does haseba, it's praiseworthy. If not, it's not essential, it's not ma'akev. But what the Rambam seems to say, and this is the way the Brisker Rav reads the Rambam, is that the Rambam is telling us not like the Rush. The Rush assumed, and Tosfos Pashtus also assumed this way as well, that the mitzvah of Haseba is an integral part of the mitzvah of Matzah, and the mitzvah, potentially the mitzvah of Dal Kosos. That's why the Rush and Tosfos believe that when it comes to the mitzvah of Matzah, if you don't do Haseba, you have to eat the Matzah again. And potentially, when it comes to Dalet Kosos, avoiding issues of near Kemosif Al Kosos, avoiding issues of adding additional Kosos, but fundamentally, the mitzvah of Haseba, when Chazal were Mesakin Haseba, they were Mesakin it as being an integral part and parcel of the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. That's why, if you forget to do Haseba, you have to eat the Matzah again with the Haseba. If you forget to drink the Dalet Kosos with the Haseba, you have to drink the Dalet Kosos again with the Haseba, because the Haseba is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Matzah, part and parcel of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Says the Brisker Rav, and according to the Rambam seems to disagree. Why? Two reasons. First of all, the way the Rambam formulates the halacha is, when do you do Haseba? When is the mitzvah Haseba? It sounds like, from the Rambam, that Chazal or Mesakin a mitzvah of Haseba that you have to do at certain times during the Seuda, number one. Number two, the Rambam says it applies to the rest of the Seuda. Would the Rush and the Tosfos ever say, maybe, would the Rush and the Tosfos ever say that Haseba is relevant when it comes to the rest of the Seuda? The Pashtus is not. Because according to the Rush and the Tosfos, Haseba is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Matzah, part and parcel of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. So it's only going to be relevant when it comes to Matzah and Dalet Kosos. The Rush and the Tosfos never say that there's an inyan to do Haseba the rest of the Seuda. Yet the Rambam says that there is an inyan, Harizem Meshubach, to do Haseba the rest of the Seuda. The implication is, according to the Brisker Rav, that the Rambam seems to hold that Haseba is not limited to Matzah. It's not part of the mitzvah of Matzah. It's not part of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Haseba is his own mitzvah. And it really applies the entire Seuda. Now, there are certain times that Chazal established that you should fulfill the mitzvah Haseba. Chazal said the important time to do Haseba, to fulfill the mitzvah Haseba, is when you're being Yotze or mitzvah Matzah. or when you're being yotzi your mitzvah dalet kosos. That's when you should do the mitzvah of haseba. And also, and this is not as important, but it would be a nice thing to do haseba the rest of the su'uda. But the Rambam doesn't think that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah, part and parcel of the mitzvah of dalet kosos. It's chazal or misakin when to do the mitzvah of seba during matzah, during dalet kosos. Therefore, says the Brisk Rav, according to the Rambam, halacha lemaisa, let's say a person ate matzah without haseba. Would he have to eat matzah again? So the Brisk Rav suggests that he would not. Why? Because according to the Rambam, haseba is not part of the mitzvah of matzah. It's a separate mitzvah. And once you've already eaten your matzah, you lost your chance, right? You lost your chance. You already did the mitzvah matzah. You already did the mitzvah dalet kosos. So chazal, we're misaking that when you do those mitzvahs, you should do haseba. But once you already did the mitzvah matzah, you already did the mitzvah dalet kosos, there's no point in eating the matzah again to do haseba, drinking the dalet kosos again to do haseba, because you lost your opportunity. Maybe do haseba the rest of the su'uda because it's a nice thing to do, but to go out of your way to eat matzah again, to go out of your way to drink dalet kosos again in order to do haseba is pointless, according to the Rambam, because haseba is not a mitzvah din in matzah, it's not a din in dalet kosos, it's a separate mitzvah that Chazal said you should do when you fulfill the mitzvah matzah, when you fulfill the mitzvah dalet kosos. Once you've already done it, what's done is done, there's no chance. The problem is, yeah.
That's absurd.
Yes. Sarah Chaseba, but that's when you should do it. That's when you should do it. So that's a good question. Good Ha'ara. Mickey's pointing out is that the Gemara's lashon of tzarech haseba, matzah tzarech haseba, the simple read of the Gemara is that matzah requires haseba and dalet kosos require haseba. The simple read of the Gemara is that the mitzvah of matzah needs haseba to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah of dalet kosos requires haseba to fulfill the mitzvah. It sounds more like toast in the rush than the Rama. That's a good point. Yeah. The Rambam would have to say, or the Brisk Rav would have to say for the Rambam, that Tzarech means that Chazal or Misakin, that when is it essential to do Haseba at the time of Matzah, at the point of Matzah. But yes, the simple read of the Gemara does not sound the way. Yeah.
The Rambam, when you said if he missed it by Matzah and Dal Kosos, that's it. I thought you could read the Rambam the other way, do it somewhere else. You're still Yotzi or Mitzvah Haseba.
It's the Harizam Shubah, but you've been Iker Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah Haseba, according to the Rambam, everyone agrees, the Iker Mitzvah is to do Haseba during Matzah, Achilas Matzah, the Kazayas of Matzah, and the Dalet Kosos. But if you already ate the Kazayas Matzah, and you already drank the Dalet Kosos without the Haseba, you've lost your opportunity. You know, let's say a person goes the Yomtiv of Chanukah without lighting Chanukah candles. Nope. Okay. You have Mevatel Nisa, you lost your opportunity to do the Mitzvah. So too here. You ate the Matzah, you drink the Dalet Kosos without doing Haseba, you lost your opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah Haseba, you've been vatal the mitzvah.
A better example of that would be on Hanukkah if you did it on wax candles and then you came by oil, you could still light a candle on bracha.
Correct, but that's that. Like, correct, but that's
you can't not be Yotze Haseba. You think that's what the Rambam is saying?
Yes, I think that's what the Rambam is saying. That's definitely the way. You could show me the lashon why you think not that way, but that's when the Brisk Rav thinks. Ve'ema saitzrichen Haseba. B'shas achilas kezayis matzah u'b'shtias arba kosos ha'elu. That is when you need to do haseba.
Okay.
Now, if the Rambam felt like Tosfos or the Rush, l'chora, he should have said the halacha, first of all. He should have said that a chiddush, that if a person doesn't do it, he should repeat.
I'm saying you can do it again. I'm saying you can do haseba anywhere.
U'shar achilaso, it's like a tashlumin.
Say you don't have matzah and dalet kosos.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Right.
But you're sitting at your seder. Is there still any reason to do haseba while you're eating? It would seem, according to the Rambam, yes.
There is. Correct.
There's something you're saying, though, you're not getting
the Iker mitzvah. Exactly. Exactly. You're fulfilling the right. The Harizah Meshubach took a portion of it. You know, the Hidr mitzvah part of it. But in terms of the Ikra Mitzvah Derabanan, it sounds like from the Rambam, and I think that's the way the Brisk Rav reads, that you've been mevatel the Ikra Mitzvah.
Well, why would you say that when the earlier halacha by Zion is based on the mitzvah of remembering that we had this Shibud in Mitzrayim, that we used to be an Eved, and it says, but Fiyafak is Shisa'oyin Adam Balayla, who tzarech lechol v'shusva, who may sit there cheres.
Yeah.
The whole suda has to be done in the cheres according to
the Torah. Yeah, so we'll come back to that, just in terms of answering your question right now, but we'll come back to that point. What the Rambam is highlighting over there is the Hariza Meshubach, the second din. Meaning, that's a praiseworthy thing. Part of the mitzvah of of Chayv Adam Laharas Hasatzmo is that your whole Suda, you should do it Derech Heiris, you should do it through Heseba. But in terms of, in Halacha Ches, where the Rambam is discussing the Iker Mitzvah of Heseba, there he singles out Matzah and Mar. You can't get around that. And Dalakosos, you can't get around that. Either way, the problem, the Brisker of notes, is that the Rush, we pointed out, the Rush says that there's an explicit Gemara. The Gemara says explicitly in the bottom of Kuf Chesem and Aleph about the Shamish that Haseba is an essential, integral part of the mitzvah of matzah. The Gemara said that if the Shamish eats Kazayis matzah with Haseba, he's Yotzei. The implication of the Gemara was that if he doesn't do Haseba when he eats the Kazayis matzah, he's not Yotzei. And the Rosh and the Tosis read the Gemara that he's not Yotzei which mitzvah? The mitzvah of matzah, which is the simple read of the Gemara. So says the Brisker Rav, how does the Rambam read that Gemara? Isn't the Gemara an ironclad proof? Isn't that a Raya Sheinalet Shuva? That Haseba is an integral part of the mitzvah matzah, and if you don't do Haseba, you're not going to be Yotze. So says the Brisker Rav, no. All the Gemara said was Yotza. So we suggested that the Gemara means Yotza, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. You could have read the Gemara differently. What the Gemara means to say, according to the Rambam, is that really we know that you should do Haseba. It's praiseworthy to do Haseba the entire Seuda. And Chazal or Mesakein, that there are two, or really five, important times during the Seder where it's really important that you do Haseba. And those are Matzah, Kazayis Matzah, and the Dalakosos. And what the Gemara means to say is that the Shamish is only Yotze, his mitzvah of Haseba, if he does it when he eats the Kazayis of Matzah. However, if he doesn't do Haseba then he's no longer going to be Yotze, his mitzvah of Haseba. Not that he's not going to be Yotze, his mitzvah of Matzah. Matzah, he's going to be Yotze when he eats the Kazayis of Matzah, regardless of whether he does Haseba or not. But in terms of his mitzvah of Haseba, his separate mitzvah of Haseba, he's only going to be Yotze that mitzvah if he does it in its proper time when he eats the Kazayis of Matzah. But if he ate the Kazayis of Matzah without doing Haseba, he lost his opportunity to fulfill his mitzvah of Haseba. That's what the Brisker Rav says. The Rambam is going to have to read the Gemara. So Lamaisa, what do we have? We have a major machlokus between the Rambam and the Rush, according to the Brisker Rav. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Haseba? Do we assume Haseba is Chazal or Mesakein, that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and Dalet Koso, so much so that if you neglected to do Haseba, you have to do the mitzvah again, avoiding issues of adding additional kosos? Or do we say, no, it's a separate mitzvah of Haseba that Chazal established when you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, when you fulfill the mitzvah of dalet kosos? So the question is, the Brisker Rav doesn't really spell it out, but what is the nature of that separate mitzvah? Chazal mesakin the mitzvah Haseba. What does that mean? Chazal, you know, we're mesakin the mitzvah of dalet kosos, din derabanan, mar nowadays, din derabanan, a separate mitzvah of doing Haseba. Does it fit into any other pattern, any other broader pattern, any other mitzvah that we have to fulfill? The Leil HaSeder. So the Rambam, like Alan just pointed out beforehand, sounds like in Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin, the Rambam is discussing the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says, "Behold, over there, Chayv Adam Laharas Zatzmo Kilu Yatzmo Yatzmo Atam Yishibin Mitzrayim Shneimar V'Osam Hutzim Misham." And then Halacha Zayin, following the mitzvah of demonstrating, fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirah, the Rambam says, Lefichach. And wherever the Rambam says, Lefichach, he's telling you, based on the previous halacha, what emerges is the following chiddush. There's always going to be a connection between the previous halacha and the manifestation of the Lefichach. So the Rambam says, Lefichach, since there is a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim, that a person has to demonstrate himself, experience leaving the Shibud Mitzrayim right now, therefore, kishesoed adam malayla hazeh, tzarech lecho v'lishtos v'hum mesiv derech cheres. A person has to eat and drink and recline derech cheres. And then the Rambam goes on in the next halacha to discuss who exactly is obligated and how one fulfills the mitzvah of Haseba. So even if the Brisker Rav is correct, that Haseba is a separate mitzvah, it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah, it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah of dalet kosos, nevertheless, you have to say according to the Brisker Rav is that Chazal were motivated to be misaking a separate mitzvah of Haseba because it fits in to the pattern, it fits into the broader mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. When a person reclines, When he fulfills the mitzvah halayla, when he fulfills the mitzvah of matzah, when he fulfills the mitzvah of dalakosis, when he fulfills the mitzvah of su'uda, it's experiencing, it's demonstrating derech chiras on some level. Now, I don't know if it's the brisk rav and the Rambam would say that's a kiyum and a mitzvah daraisa, but it fits into the purpose of the night, the purpose of the tachlis of the night, the mitzvah halayla, is sipur yitzias mitzrayim. When a person does haseba, on a certain level, it is accomplishing that goal. So when the brisk rav says it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma, yeah, it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma in the sense that it's not part of matzah, it's more part of the mitzvah of sipur yitzias mitzrayim. So that is l'chora what the Rambam holds. So this is a major, major machlokas in terms of whether haseba is part and parcel of matzah dalakosis or is it a separate mitzvah, and we're pointing out that it's part of the mitzvah of dalakosis. Now, just one last thing, and we'll end with this, just food for thought. The tour quotes a famous chiddush from the Rav Yoh, the Avi Ezri, that, and this is in the second to last page, he says, V'yisadir shulchanu yaf bekeil naim kifi kolcha v'yachin makam mosho shish v'esei b'derecheis, because of Avi Ezri, that's the Rav Yoh. B'zman hazeh she'en regilus ba'artzenu lahasev. Nowadays, in Germany, in the 1200s, it's very uncommon to eat derech haseba. So it seems to be counterproductive to do haseba, which is supposed to demonstrate derech cheras, so we don't really recline when we eat. Therefore, says the Rav Yah, Yoshev kedarko of ein tzarech lahasev. You should sit normally, and you don't have to do haseba. Okay, so the Torah quotes the Rav Yah, the whole din of haseba is not really relevant nowadays. Now, the Beis Yosef seems to unequivocally reject this opinion of the Rav Yah. He thinks that the Rav Yah, even though other Rishonim quote this, he thinks that Das Yochid, we don't accept the Rav Yah, we still do Haseba nowadays, and that is the mainstream sock. For men, for sure, we do Haseba, and at least Lechatchila, we don't rely on this Rav Yah. Maybe B'dyeved, we rely on the Rav Yah, which was the Ramah that I put on by accident. The Ramah says that at least B'dyeved, nowadays we can rely on the Rav Yah. If a person didn't do Haseba, we can say, oh, but Rav Yah says there's no Haseba nowadays, so we can be Samech on the Rav Yah. So it sounds like the Ramah, even though the Beis Yosef categorically rejects the Rav Yah, it sounds like the Ramah thinks that B'dyeved, we do rely on the Rav Yah, at least when it comes to a case of B'dyeved. Okay, now, what's not in the source sheet, what I meant to put on the source sheet, is that the Ramah has the following Chiddush, and we'll leave with this because it's already a minute over. The Ramah says that nowadays, even though the Gemara said that women don't do Haseba, for whatever reason, two opinions in the Rashbam, why women don't do Haseba, Nashim Chashuvos do Haseba. That's what the Gemara said in Kof Chas. And we assume nowadays that all Nashim are Chashuvos. All women nowadays are Chashuvos. Whatever changed is an interesting discussion. But nowadays, what was that?
I'd like to know what changed.
Some suggest post Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom that women were given more authority. They couldn't be divorced.
Number one now.
Exactly. Exactly. So only one wife, and also women can't be divorced bal karcham, which is the other Takana of Rabbeinu Gershom, that you can't divorce a wife unless she agrees. So therefore women were given more authority in the relationship. So therefore that's Nashim Bar Chashuvos, they're not Kfufos Eisel Baleim, whatever, that's a bit of a discussion. So the Ramah says that Nashim are Chashuvos, so nowadays they should do Haseba. However, the Ramah says that since we have the Rav Yah, and the Rav Yah says that there's no Haseba nowadays for anyone, so women nowadays don't do Haseba, even though they're Chashuvos, and they should do Haseba, so women don't do Haseba because they rely on the Rav Yah, but it sounds like from the Ramah, at least L'chatchila, that men do Haseba. So he quotes the Rav Yah, at least for women, but for men do Haseba. So what exactly is the pshat in this pshara of the Ramah? Do we accept this Rav Yah that we don't have Haseba nowadays because it's counterproductive, because it's not really derech cheres, because we don't recline when we eat? But then it should apply to men as well. Why? So why do men do Haseba and women don't do Haseba? Because women don't really need to do Haseba. No, but women do need to do Haseba. The Gemara says Nashim Chashuvos do need to do Haseba. And if you assume, for whatever reason, for sociological reasons, that Nashim nowadays are considered Chashuvos, then they should have the same requirement to Haseba as men. So how can it be that we accept the Rav Yah with respect to Nashim, but not with respect to Anashim? This is a major, major discussion. Food for thought. We will end with this. Yashakayach.